boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Well, 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 would you look at that? It's been just a little over a year, and we're already in another beef with the Todd Bromelkamp Show on 1600 ESPN.
I'm tired. I don't want to be in a beef. It's been a long week.
No, beef time. Beef it up. We're in a beef.
Why?
I was made aware that Todd Bromelkamp was talking trash.
Probably had a reason. I don't know.
You're not wrong. You probably did actually have a reason. I have secured the audio, and I want you to hear what he said about us on his show over on 1600 ESPN.
This morning?
This was not yet. This is not this morning. This was yesterday.
Okay.
Here's what Todd said about Those Girls in the Afternoon on his show.
But I did find something that is in the toy chest of the Morning Scramble,
Okay. Which
is the show that is on right now on Z102.9, which is down the hall from us. It's all right. It's company on company theft here. I very rarely take anything from... Now, I will steal from Those Girls in the Afternoon all the time. Because,
yeah, that's free reign.
Exactly. Free reign. Water Taylor and the other one. I don't even remember her name. What are Taylor and the other one going to do to me?
So not only did he admit he's stealing from us again, which is probably our dog music bed, our music that we play that has got the dogs in the background. Remember, we had this whole beef a year ago because we have this cool music that we play. It's got dogs barking, and he stole it from us for Iditarod because he was talking about Iditarod last March, and we had beef with him.
Yeah, so he said he's stealing. I haven't noticed anything missing from my desk. So if he is stealing, he's doing a good job.
Yeah, I don't know what he was stealing. I didn't get that part. Or if he's stealing just like our sound effects.
My soy sauce out of the fridge.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. You know what?
I have seen my Parmesan cheese in the refrigerator just slowly going down.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
I think you probably should be more offended.
I am very offended by what he said.
Water Taylor and the other one. I don't even remember her name. What are Taylor and the other one going to do to me?
The other one is Destiny. By the way, the other one is me, Destiny. I'm mad because I make an effort every single day to make sure to say, hi, Todd, how are you?
Yeah.
Have a good day. How does he not know my name?
I don't know, but you know what? I'm pretty happy in this moment. Normally, I'm the other one because I don't speak, so I'm going to relish in this moment.
I knew you would like this too much.
Me and Todd, we're the same. We're both pretty standoffish people, so that I think there's a mutual respect. Do you... He's like, I can't with that one.
I'm over that one.
So you can have beef. I'm going to
You are not going to have beef? You're going to let me do it by myself?
Yeah, until I catch him actually stealing my soy sauce. Then this beef does not include me. It's all about you.
Oh, well. Well, now we need a vacation since we got beef.
I guess so. You're taking on all the heat.
Well, it's funny because I got like everybody gets like spammy emails, right? You probably get like one, two, or 16 a day.
I got at least two yet today, I think.
Mm-hmm. I got one today, and unfortunately, I wish it wasn't spam and I wish it was real. It's telling me my passkey confirmation number. Check in July 15th. Check out July 21st. Turns out I've got a reservation and I'm going to Miami, Florida.
Oh!
Yeah.
What are you going for?
I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't book this. But it tells me, like, my hotel is booked, how much it cost, all this fun jazz.
Idea.
What?
Show up to the hotel and be like, I have the pass key. Give me my card.
It gives me the whole pass key. It tells me everything.
What if it's real? Somebody booked it for you.
Who's booking me a trip to Miami? Now, come on.
The Todd Bromelkamp Show. He wants you out of here. He's like, get her gone.
And he booked me a trip.
Have fun in Miami.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come with Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Potentially could be ruining your childhood right now by letting you know a very popular MTV show was...
Why did I think you were going to mess with Barney? But okay, move on.
I don't know anything about Barney.
That's fine.
But an MTV show that was pretty popular in the early 2000s was a complete scam, actually. And that show is Pimp My Ride. don't know if you remember that. It was like 2004 to 2007, I think it ran on MTV. And I saw this guy exposing it on TikTok saying that they didn't even fix cars. In fact, they most of the time made the vehicles on the show way worse.
Really?
Yes. So, in general, if you never saw Pimp My Ride, classic show. It was normal, like, everyday people who maybe couldn't afford to get their car fixed up the way that it needed to be. And they would get on this show. This rapper Xzibit was the host. And
yeah,
get,
I don't know if I saw this one.
What? You don't know Pimp My Ride?
No. What was the one? Maybe I'm thinking of a house one. Oh, that you would go see the celebrities' houses. That I remember.
I don't know about that. This one, they would bring you in, and your car, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I need a new engine.
I need to go to Pimp My Ride.
They would give you the new engine. They would, like, wrap the car if you wanted a hot pink car. Like, they would do crazy stuff.
Girl, I need this.
Not even just that. They would do, like, ridiculous enhancements and customizations that looking back, you're like, why would they ever want that? There was a lady who was a nurse, and they put an MRI machine in the trunk.
Why?
Because that was just...
Is that legal?
Probably not. But it turns out...
I could be getting free MRIs in somebody's trunk right now.
No, because most
you
of
you know how much that it costs? Insurance is ridiculous.
The customizations were mostly fake. So I can tell specific times that they have been exposed for, like, ruin... These people say that this show ruined their lives. This guy named Seth, his car just needed a new engine. Pretty pricey, but that's all it really needed. Instead, they put it in a cotton candy machine.
Uh-huh. Wait, for the engine?
In the back.
Oh, and I thought they replaced the engine.
Well, no, they didn't replace it, though. They installed TV screens to the back of the seat heads, and the day after filming, they stopped working. This guy had to put $1,700 of repairs into the car after they pimped his ride. Didn't even fix the engine. Then there's another guy. This is crazy. Justin said that before they were on the show, they scratched up his car even more to make it look worse. And they ripped the bumper off. And then he was really into movies. So they added a movie projector so that he could project movies out of his car. And then a pop-up champagne bottle holder on the inside.
You can't drink and drive.
Well, yeah, they filmed the show and then they removed both of those things saying they weren't road safe.
Oh my God.
So the whole show is just fake.
Kit versa. I want to know a mechanic that got a Pimp My Ride car taken to them to get something fixed.
Oh my God.
And just imagine their face when they got that car for an oil change.
They pop the hood and there's a cotton candy machine.
Or an MRI machine.
Or both.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Growing up with a couple siblings, you hear, oh, I'm going to tell mom, I'm going to go tell dad, like, pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've heard that, though, until my boyfriend Curly threatened to tell my mom on me yesterday at our big age. Here's the thing. I was having a little bit of shoulder pain. Okay, we did a lot of physical activity yesterday. And
you wouldn't think radio does that, but we do.
I was feeling pretty sore, okay? Embarrassingly sore. And I remembered that I have my parents' shoulder massager.
Oh, yeah. You always talk about this. It makes me want to steal it from you, from your parents.
Oh, my God. It's the best. And now I get ads for it on TikTok. I really should just buy my own, but I had it from the last time that I had really bad neck pain from, sleeping on it wrong.
I thought you were supposed to return that.
Well, yes, I was. Because my mom lets me borrow it all the time because it's like one of those things that has the ball rolly things in it that just dig into your neck. Yeah. Oh, it's the best. So I borrowed that from them probably a month ago, and she's always just like, bring it back when you have time. I have been to their house in the last month. Like, I could have returned it. I just have honestly forgotten about it. But last night, as I'm laying on the couch, I'm like, oh God, I'm feeling a little bit sore. I'm going to use that neck massager. Duh. Might as well use it while it's here in the house. And Curly, my boyfriend, looks at me and goes, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to send it to your mom and say, look what we still have. And I was like, why would you do that? He's one of the main reasons we haven't returned it, because he was always like, are they even going to notice? We should really just keep this thing. And I'm always like, well, I'm not going to do that. That doesn't seem very nice. But he threatened to seriously rat on me to my mom. And I was like, why would you ever do that? You're trying to get brownie points?
Knock it off. Would do this.
You'd rat on me?
Oh, I am so boyfriend Curly. I would do this.
To, like, just get because, ahead?
Yes, to get them to like you more. Mm. It's exactly why you would always throw your siblings under the bus. It's like, okay, maybe this will make me the favorite, you know?
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's trying to throw you down.
He's trying to steal my mom from me.
Well, duh. She's Mama Kris Jenner. I'll rat you out. Give me your phone.
No, I'm, like, deleting her number out of his phone, and I'm keeping it from you.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I want to be like our coworker, Kylie.
What?
She's got the right idea. She's sneaking out of here a little bit early.
I'm going to write her down. I got a paper. You hear that? A paper of when I see coworkers leave work early. It's unacceptable.
And nobody listens to you because who cares?
No. We need to be hitting our 80 hours. And if she's leaving early, she shouldn't hit her 80 hours. So I'm going to report her.
That's stupid. Especially stupid in the summertime. Because,
why? Dude, it's not summer yet.
It feels like it. I thought it was supposed to be super like gloomy and rainy today. But looking out there, it's pretty sunny. It's like 80 degrees. I say sneak out early. Get a little patio time in.
And then for those who are here, and we need to get stuff done. We can't reach you because you left work early.
I also, you could leave too. I mean, we can't, but technically. Well,
okay. You're like, I'm going to leave you.
Like, well, if you're so busy, then you can hang out by yourself. The fun police is here, and I am requiring that Destiny and all the loser rule followers take the back seat, and we all have some stinking fun.
Okay, as losers are listening, but we're taking notes. Go on.
I think it's okay, especially in the summer, to sneak out of work a little bit early. I think it's even better if we convince the bosses around the area, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, wherever you are, let your employees out.
Okay, that's where us losers, we're here for it because we don't want to get in trouble. All right. I'm a goody two shoes. I don't like to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a rule follower. I don't want to leave work, have my boss see it, and then I get a pink slip come Monday. So if you're saying we're going to convince employers, aka the boss men and women out there, to let us out early,
mm-hmm.
I'm more down for it because I don't want to get a pink slip.
I think if you have a valid reason to go to your boss and be like, hey, everybody else is doing it, why can't we? You're probably more likely to get a yes. It's summertime. You should get a little chance here and there to get out and enjoy, whether it's a patio, going to the pool, getting a head start on your weekend road trip. And here's the thing. I got a name for it. The Clock Out Club.
Have you been thinking about this?
I've been thinking about this a lot because I want to leave early sometime.
I'm like, geez, Louise, you clearly have this. You got a binder over there. What is going on?
I've got pages. Here's what you need to do. I recommend coming up with a PowerPoint.
Oh, my God.
Email me. I'll make you one if you want. I love making a PowerPoint. Go to your boss or your supervisor and say, hey, have you heard of those girls in the afternoons Clock Out Club? And they're going to be like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Who are those girls?
Well,
that might be where they start.
It might be a longer conversation than I thought then. All you need to tell them is, well, they're telling businesses around the area to let their employees out a little early. To get out and enjoy their summer, and we want to join. And then they're going to be like, oh my gosh, how awesome is that? We want to be part of it.
Ooh, wait, you had me thinking when you just said that we want to be, like, what if we, like, shouted out those businesses?
Yes.
Okay, like, for instance, if we convinced our boss, Dad Chad, to let us out early, we could be like, okay, Z102.9, join the Clock Out Club.
Yes.
And then they got a shout out on the radio.
On the radio, you could text us a picture of everybody walking out early.
Wait, but they didn't quit. They just left
early. Well, I should say. Leaving, clocking out a little earlier, or whatever you're doing that evening with your coworkers, if you're going to go do a happy hour. However you're joining the Clock Out Club, we would love to hear or see it, and then we can shout you guys out on the radio. But we also want to give you a place to meet up.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to kick off the first official day of summer, June 20th.
Wait, have you been planning
this? You don't check your email for somebody that's obsessed with emails. Or I forgot to add you. Oopsie. We're going to kick off the Clock Out Club summer tour on the first day of summer, Friday, June 20th. You will find those girls in the afternoon at Bulldogs in North Liberty. We're going to do our entire show live. So if you get permission from your boss to clock out and join the club, you can come bowl. You can enjoy happy hour because they've got a nice menu of drinks. They have axe throwing. They have an arcade.
What have you been doing?
I'm very busy. Working on not being busy at all.
You've been working on clocking out early. That's what you've been working on.
I'm clocking in now so I can clock out
early. So we're going to be doing a, what are we doing on June 20th?
Live show, Bulldogs, North Liberty. Clock out early and come hang out with us for an afternoon of fun.
The clock out club?
Join the clock out club. Tell your boss about it ASAP, please.
You ever notice that your significant other is totally not listening to anything you say and it just drives you up a freaking wall?
No, I heard you. I heard what you said.
Did you just now?
No, that's we all know that sentence. Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah. Repeat it back to me. Here's the thing. I know for a fact my boyfriend neighbor man did not hear anything I said last night because he was wearing earplugs.
Oh, no.
No. I should have known this was going to happen way before it even happened last night because I watched him open a little Amazon package and I'm like, ooh, what'd you get? And I thought it was like, I don't know, like, you know, your Apple AirPods. That's what it looked like at first. I'm like, oh, cool. You kind of need new little earbuds to listen to music. The dog accidentally ate it. Don't worry. He didn't swallow it. He just chewed it all up so he can't use his anymore. And he goes, no, that's not what it is. And I'm like, well, why do they look like that? And he goes, they're earplugs so that when you're TikToking at night, I can go to bed and sleep in peace. And I go, why didn't you just tell me to turn my TikTok down? He goes, no, turn your TikTok up. I'll be in peace over here. Mm-hmm. Last night, I'm giving him the life story. I got my nails done, and I was giving him the life story about my nail tech. I was like, oh, my God. He's been a nail tech since like 2009. He's got a wife, and I'm telling him his wife's story. I got the whole tea while I was giving it. You know, you get your nails done for like an hour, okay? I'm telling him what his wife does. I'm telling him about how much I love my new nail tech, and I'm just going on and on and on. And I look over at him. He's got the earplugs in. I'm like, did you hear anything I said? He probably didn't care. Does he really care about my nail tech? No. But I wanted to tell him about it.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yeah, no, I heard you. I said, there's no way you heard me when you got earplugs in.
Mm-hmm.
I am so mad right now.
This was all a lie. I hate to tell you.
What do you mean? Like the whole TikTok thing at night?
Yes, this was a lie. Because I know you have mentioned that he has a hard time sleeping, but I know you have also mentioned that you get very talkative when it's bedtime.
Uh-huh.
This is his subtle way of saying, please shut up.
In ways that you can't say on the
video. He doesn't want to hurt your feelings, so he's going to say, oh, your TikToks are too loud. But in reality, when the earplugs go in,
he's trying
saying,
to tell me to shut up.
I love you, but please
girl,
stop
you know that
to
ain't going to make me stop. I'm still going to blab. And then I'm going to look at him, and then I'm going to smack him and be like, why weren't you listening to me? Do you even love me?
He's going to graduate from like earplugs to then putting earmuffs on top and like headphones. It's going to be really bad.
At night, what I like to do is I get this old medication bottle. I open it up and then I get all my pills out. And one by one, I fill the old medication bottle full of my pills. Now, you're like, what is she taking? All right, it's like vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a regular vitamin. I'm deficient in vitamin D, so I got to take so much of that. Vitamin D. Then there's like my anxiety medication. Oh, and then I get migraines, so I take crap ton of stuff for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you name it, I take it.
Good.
Oh, and then you've got your collagen too. I take so many things. Okay, so I was like, you know what? I got to teach my boyfriend neighbor man how this works. That way, if I don't know, I'm feeling lazy for the night, he can fill it up for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling him, okay, it's two of this, four of that, one of this, 16 of that. There's not 16. You know what I mean?
And you put this all, you take them out of a bottle to put it in another bottle.
Yes. So they're all together.
Okay.
That way I can like pop them all together. What?
What?
Why?
Okay, no, continue.
I put them all in one and then I don't
take
them
And then
take
you take
all.
It like a shot?
Kinda.
That's psychotic. It is.
One shot and it's pills. It's when you turn 30, that's what happens, Taylor. Instead of taking
I choke
shot.
On 3 ibuprofen if I try to swallow them. So does that mean I'm a baby still?
No, I thought you meant you're like still taking shots. And then I'm like, oh, no, I don't take shots. I take shots of medication. We have two different lives here. Anyways.
Yeah.
As he's like billing up my medication for me, he goes, God, you take more medicine than an old person does.
Mm.
I'm like, you know what? I take my health very seriously here. Why are you looking at me like
well,
that?
Well, I don't know. Well, it's nice, right? But what's more concerning to me is that it's a romantic gesture for him to get you your pills.
Girl, I'm so lazy at night. It is a romantic gesture. If he could also take my makeup off for me with my makeup remover, oh, love.
And raise the bed up so that you can sit fully. You're entering your nursing home era. I saw the wildest thing fly by my house last night. I was sitting on the couch watching TV, and I have like a sliding glass door mm-hmm. that you walk out onto the deck. And I look up, and I see a paraglider just whizzing by. I'm not kidding, because I have my backyard, I guess. I face like a cornfield, so there's nothing going on over there normally. And it's like the big parachute and the guy just whizzing across. I'm like, well, that is interesting choice of location, I suppose. And then not even like 5 minutes later, same people whizzing by again. Who the heck in North Liberty is doing paragliding? I have a public thing? Can you like sign up? I don't know.
I have a question.
I don't know the answer.
Well, we gotta have like a bell for like or something for Destiny's stupid question of the day. How does a paraglider get going? So my question is, do they get dropped from an airplane or do they just run and go? How does a paraglider
my dumb answer, I'm gonna Google it, but here's what I thought happened. They just run really fast.
That's what I
off
thought.
Of a cliff.
Oh my God. Not off a cliff. You got cliffs in North Liberty.
I don't know. But I also heard like a whizzing sound. So I'm like, is there a motor on that thing? I don't know. I just Googled it.
A motor? Since when?
A paraglider's takeoff involves running into the wind while inflating the wing and using its lift to gain altitude.
Oh, yeah, I would die in like 2 seconds. Yeah, user error. I would be dead. They have to have training. There's no way you can buy that thing off the interwebs and not get trained on it.
Well, I'm like, can you just sign
up? You
should
not trust me to do that. I'd be dead in like 2 seconds.
Is there a pilot?
I bet you have to have a license. I don't know nothing. But I'm telling you right now, I should have a license. Because one thing I'd go.
You just said you would die. So that's what I'm saying. Nobody's giving you a license.
I go whoosh and then. Boom into a car, and tonight at 10, radio DJ.
Squashed on 380. Oh, jeez.
Attempted paragliding, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Don't trust me to buy it.
It's not for us. Definitely not.
I had to make a tough decision today.
Oh?
Do I disrupt the wedding?
Whose wedding?
I don't know, but it looked beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's having a wedding at the Veterans Memorial Building downtown, your decor is stunning. Congrats, by the way.
Were you invited? Because no. It doesn't sound like you know who it was.
No, I was definitely not invited. Saw signs, looks great, was not invited.
So why did you show up?
Here's the thing. Inside the Veterans Memorial Building downtown is the Freedom Festival.
Office. Yeah.
And I needed to go there to pick some things up. Because we have a great partnership with them, right? I've never done this before. It's usually other people's jobs in the building to do this, okay? Mm-hmm. I was stepping in, people are out sick, okay? First off, I went, GPS took me to the wrong side of the building. I went to the other side of the building, which is where a wedding was happening.
Oh my God.
I was supposed to go to the other side, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna blame GPS. I'm lost. I'm looking, I'm smart enough to read signs, right? I'm trying to see where does it say Freedom Festival. I don't see it anywhere on the list of where it's like naming offices and naming things. I can't find it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do? I have to disrupt the wedding.
Oh my God.
I might be a little dramatic when I say I'm disrupting a wedding. The wedding was not happening yet. It might be happening tonight, might be happening tomorrow, might be happening on Sunday. They were setting up the wedding.
Oh, okay.
Wedding was not happening. I didn't see the couple that was getting married. Maybe they were there. They were not in uniform.
In uniform. So what, you asked some of the people setting up, like, hey, where do I go?
They were setting up the tables, they were putting beautiful decor up, and I was just like standing there like, hello. Finally someone came over to me and I was like, hey, do you know where the Freedom Festival office is? And they finally were like, you have to go around the entire building to get to it. I was like, oh, thanks GPS.
I'm actually surprised and a little proud that you didn't weasel your way into coming back for the wedding.
Oh, I thought you were going to say weasel your way into saying, I am the bride. This is my wedding.
That would be
worse.
And
then I called neighbor man and been like, get over here now. Our wedding is happening.
Meet me at noon. I got us a free venue.
That'd be crazy.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's a rumor that one of your favorite Disney Channel original movies may be coming back for part three.
I was going to say High School Musical, but we've already got a part three, so who else could it be?
Camp Rock.
Okay, I'm only down if we got the original cast, because otherwise it's going to be stupid.
Well, here's the thing. This is kind of, I mean, not even kind of. It's a rumor. It's kind of stirred things up because Phineas and Ferb is back.
After like 10 years.
Yeah, which is crazy. So they had like a whole press red carpet event, and a lot of old Disney Channel stars showed up on the carpet, even if they're not in any current projects, which was really fun to see. And the ones that were part of Camp Rock, like Allison Stoner, got asked, would you be down for Camp Rock 3? And she was like, I honestly can't tell if this is real or not. Like, I've heard people mentioning it at the after parties after this Phineas and Ferb thing. I'm going to go investigate because seriously, everybody is talking about it. Other cast members are like, yeah, I've heard buzz. Like, there's rumors. I'd be down. A lot of them saying that they would only do it if it made sense. Like, because obviously they were like campers in Camp Rock, that they would come back as camp counselors, like grown up. Because it's
that
obviously
makes more sense. Yeah.
It's been, I don't know, 10 years maybe.
Yeah,
since
they're too old to be.
It's not believable.
Campers now.
Not believable. Then these clips are resurfacing of Joe Jonas being asked, like, will you reprise your role from Camp Rock? And he says, how do you know I'm not already doing it? That seems suspicious.
Oh,
maybe
God.
He's just like playing with people. Kevin Jonas has been on stage saying Camp Rock 3 is a great idea. Like, weird teasy things. And I know that they've performed, the Jonas Brothers, that is, have performed some Camp Rock songs on their tours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they're like totally against it or like pretend it didn't happen. Demi Lovato seems to have started this a couple years ago, saying that she wanted to do an R-rated Camp Rock 3.
Yeah. Can you imagine if a lot of our Disney movies were R-rated?
Well, that was kind of the plan with Lizzie McGuire reboot, wasn't it?
I know, and then they turned it down because she wanted it to be that way, and Disney did not.
Right. But it's what we grew up with. We're all old enough now. Demi said her idea was that it would be like American Pie meets Camp Rock meets Disney Channel. I don't know about that.
What about it's a murder one? Murder.
I mean,
like, a murderer just comes through the camp.
I guess you
there's
know
that option.
It would
you
be very millennial.
Option.
I don't know. I do like the idea though of bringing it back.
I would
as
die.
Long as it makes sense.
I am not well if this happens. I loved Camp Rock. There, don't you? Was I the only one that I was in my living room doing the dance moves, singing the songs, acting like you were Demi Lovato.
With the Disney knees?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Acting like you were going to kiss Joe Jonas. Like, oh, come on now. And you didn't, after the movie, try to, like, reenact the, like, you know, dance moves, but also, like, you were trying to, like, figure out the outfits, too. You're like, do I have anything that looks like this in my closet? I lived for Camp Rock.
Is there any video footage I'm asking
what?
For
no.
a friend?
None, friend. Now I would never give it to you.
Dang it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I don't want you to be mad.
Oh, you can't start a sentence like that because now I'm mad.
I don't want you to freak out.
I'm freaking out. Here's the thing. You said you were giving my info to somebody, and I hate this because I think my family did this to me. Anytime there's a political season, I get their stupid political text messages. It's like, hey, Bill, who's my dad, or hey, Caitlin, who's my sister, will you vote for me in this political election? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to punch them. I never get a political text message for myself. I want one for my... I don't, but...
Okay, well, I'm not signing you up for any political campaigns, but I am giving your name and your phone number to someone you don't know.
They better not try to sell me something. Oh, God, they're going to sell
me something.
I can't ever say no.
I'm helping someone out, and that someone is my boyfriend Curly's brother.
I'm in a relationship. A happy, healthy relationship.
He's not looking for that. No.
A throuple?
No.
what are we doing here?
Not at all. So he's like applying for jobs because he just graduated from school. Okay. And as he's doing that, some of these companies are like, oh, we need like references.
I can't be his reference. I don't know.
Well, I know. I'm not asking you to do that.
Okay. I'd lie, he's a horrible guy.
We want you to ask them a couple of questions on like if you would work here, what would their thoughts be. So I had to answer his questions last night, as because there's categories of like people you know, people you like hardly know at all, and then there's people that are like strangers to you, which is what you would fall under. And it was a lot of financial questions because that's the
I don't like talking about that.
I felt so stupid. The last thing I want to look is stupid to my boyfriend's brother, and I seriously thought like he was laughing at me. It was hard for him to hide it. I don't know anything about finances.
Is he asking me questions? So like I'm interviewing the job. Like I'm trying. Is this a job?
No. Oh. He's asking like, what are your priorities in your finances? And
to be able to afford a coffee tomorrow. Wait, can I say that?
You can say whatever you want.
No, that's legit. I just hope to God I have money in my bank account to afford a coffee tomorrow.
That's kind of what I said.
Is he going to write that down? Because that's embarrassing.
Well, I don't. He was typing when I was talking to him, and my answers were stupid. But I do think he made me sound smarter than I am.
I don't know how you can make that sound smarter.
I don't. It's impossible. You can't, no, you can't.
It's the stupidest answer.
It's really bad.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells. The few that showed up today. Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Not a single one of my brain cells showed up today.
No?
No. I don't know where they're at. They found a margarita machine. I think that's where they're at.
You have brought that up for the last 3 days straight, by the way, and I'm waiting for one to just arrive.
We should make a wish list.
Yeah.
An office wish list.
That's number one.
Somebody can buy everything on our wish list. Margarita machine.
World peace is number two. By the way.
That's our priorities. Margarita machine, world peace.
Correct.
That's what those girls in the afternoon are after. Well, tonight's trivia question has nothing to do with anyone else.
Curveball.
The question is, 4% of people say this smell makes them physically ill.
Yeah, gross.
What is it? Not margarita machines.
Absolutely not. Let's talk about things that make you drool. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
What a curveball. 4% of people say this smell makes them physically ill.
Gross.
Gnarly.
What?
Yuck.
Oh, you can text in your guest. I don't think you said what is it. So,
oh, what is it?
Thank you. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
4% of people say this smell makes them physically ill. What is it?
Keeping it classy today.
Trashy.
No, never. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and you still got time before we reveal the answer. But so far, Lisa K said raw meat.
Was she speaking your language?
I'm saying, okay. I've been saying raw meat is foul.
I don't like to touch
it. I'm just letting you go. You keep
going.
I
don't like to look at it. I don't like to smell it. But boy, do I like to eat it when it's cooked.
Oh, why do I feel like Lisa's in her car like, yes, Taylor, somebody finally understands me. Lisa felt heard in that moment.
I'll do a lot of chores, but the...
You and Lisa are two peas in a pod right now.
The raw meat is not my job, nor is it Lisa K's.
Well, Lisa S and me, we're twinning right now. She said taking the garbage out. However, I'm going to change it up a little bit. Lisa, that's a really great
guess. Like doing that either.
But can I add something to this? It's more when you take the garbage out, okay?
Yeah.
And you open the can outside.
Oh.
That is the worst smell in the entire... The garbage can in the house, that stinks. The garbage can outside, what on earth died in there and then came back to life and then died again and then died.
I'm saying, let me do you one better. Summertime.
Oh. When it gets hot and then there's bugs be bugging and flying.
I don't know what kind of rigor mortis is happening inside that can.
Listen.
Smells like a morgue.
See the city of Cedar Rapids, Marion, North Liberty, all the cities. Pay those who are doing our garbage more money. They deserve it.
Let's talk about Hefty.
What?
As a brand, you come out with scented garbage bags, but you can't come out with a scented garbage can.
I was talking about paying them more money. And
they deserve that. I'm saying, why is it not invented, though?
Yeah, and then you're like, no, go Hefty.
Well, yes, pay them more. They deserve, I mean, my God, I could never. But why doesn't somebody hop on this with an invention? Cotton candy scented garbage can. I'll buy it tomorrow. I will. So diabolical the way that garbage can smells on my driveway.
I'm just laughing because I'm like, we got to pay them more money. And you're like, screw that. What we need is smelly trash cans.
I had a good idea and I heard nothing that you said, to be fair. Let me cook.
Screw paying them more money. What we need to do is have smelly trash cans. No,
you guys need a raise. I promise you that.
She really does think that. Don't worry.
I do. 4823 said hard-boiled eggs. Gross.
You know, that's gross, but have you smelled the trash can?
I don't know. Sometimes your coworker be bringing in hard-boiled eggs in an enclosed space. It smells like toilet. It does.
It was one time, Taylor. She'll never let it go.
I won't. Because that was actually the most rude thing.
I'm bringing raw meat tomorrow. I'm bringing raw freaking meat.
I'm going to
count your days.
I'll bring my garbage can and throw you in it. I'd have to strap it to the roof of my car because there's no way I would let that inside the vehicle.
Don't you dare throw me in the trash can. And don't you dare throw me in the one you're at work because that one's really nasty. I swear there's a dead body in it. Oh. Not that I don't think there really is, but it's gross.
I try not to walk by it.
4% of people say this smell makes them physically ill. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but the answer is coming up in two songs.
No, seriously, though, when I have to throw things out at work here, I literally throw it and run because that trash can here at work stinks.
I mean, what could smell so bad at a radio station? Use your imagination.
We're gross humans here.
Hey, speak for yourself.
You got people like me and hard-boiled eggs.
And raw meat, apparently.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
4% of people say this smell makes them physically ill. What is it?
The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
body odor. 4% of people say this smell makes them physically ill. Body odor.
I mean, it would have to be pretty severe to, like, actually physically get sick. Nobody likes BO.
No, I could deal. Well.
Well, what? Are you going to say you kind of like your own BO?
You're smiling, so I know you do too.
No, I'm smiling because I knew that that's something you would say.
Depends. Okay, now listen. I don't think that I have smelly BO.
But you do.
Have I ever had smelly BO? Be honest with me. Some days I don't wear deodorant. I don't think I put it on today. I could be completely honest with you. I completely forgot. But I do wear deodorant when I remember, which is almost every day. Uh-huh. But I don't think I'd remember today. Do I smell?
No, I've never smelled you, but I think everybody just thinks their stuff don't stink.
I don't, because I do smell it sometimes. And I'll be like, ooh, you should have worn deodorant. But nope, I smell good today. I just smell my pants. They smell good. But I will tell you what I was going to say. When I do smell it, I don't hate it. And number two, sometimes I don't hate my boyfriend neighbor man's. Sometimes. There are sometimes he's stanky. And I'm like, for dear God, could you put something on? It just depends. What?
I don't. I respectfully
decline
this
also
belief.
Same thing with his toots. I like his sometimes.
Okay, literally I am signing off. I don't care. This is the end of this moment.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.